So, but it's okay. I kind of know.
Yes. Finally, Mark knows how to press the record button now.
Yeah.
So we're actually recording.
All right.
Jeepers criminy. Anyway, I was telling you about Cody Snodgrass, CIA guy, black ops, did most of his work in a black ski mask. So he did some stuff that he regrets. We'll just put it that way. And they tried to pin the Oklahoma City. They wanted him to blow up the Mara building in Oklahoma City, do the Oklahoma City bombing. He said, no, I can't kill Americans and destroy property here in the U.S. And so at that point, he became a liability, and they put a hit out on him. And he flatlined after the first attempt. And the second attempt was one of these electronic things which you had to endure. So this would be a good guy for you to interview. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had him scheduled for an interview. And he was in a terrible car accident. Mm-hmm. And that particular day, which was like last week, mm-hmm. and totaled his car, totaled the car of the other person. He was in the hospital for a while. But he's out now. But I haven't rescheduled yet. So that's kind of the craziness. That's some of the crazy stuff that's been going on. Mm-hmm. I had another interview scheduled with Brian Forster about the elongated skulls. And that's when the whole Skype thing just suddenly appeared on my other computer. For mm-hmm. some reason, I could not make a call.
Strange.
So, isn't that odd?
Yeah.
So you guys have had technical difficulty too.
Right, yeah. No, I had some technical issues right before I was interviewing my guest the other night, and it seemed like 3 minutes before we went live, he lost power, but it was restored, so we actually had a show, which was really nice. But yeah, we still had some glitches like that, glitches at Revolution Radio. We had a little bit of a power loss or a power outage. It lasted maybe a few seconds to a minute, I think, over there at Hawk's place. But still, nonetheless, there's some glitches going on, things like that are happening. Seems to me like I think they're doing a little beta testing with technology. And that's just my own impression. I think that there could be some of that going on. And, you know, for what you're describing, some of these people are being discouraged to be on air or communicating anything based on the truth. I wonder if they're ramping up more censorship or, you know, you can read it for what it is, but I don't believe in coincidences when people have accidents. I think that there's something orchestrated behind the scenes. So very interesting.
I talked to a mad painter a little bit, and he was saying that he's evaluating other technologies besides Skype for Revolution Radio.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder about it because we've had so many problems with Skype getting our guests and the server and everything else. It's just basically, I think they're running interference. I really do. I think there's some things going on, some bugs in the system and bugs in Skype that are literally creating some problems because I've had some. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, my one computer I can't do Skype on anymore. So I got the things working on the laptop, thank goodness. But the stuff on the big picture as far as what's going on is interesting. With Brian Forrester, I think his research is real critical because of the elongated skulls mm-hmm. in Peru. He's having DNA testing done and blood type testing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already come to the point where it's almost certain that the DNA of these skulls is not Homo sapiens sapien. Now, to absolutely prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt, he'd probably have to do tests that are much, much more expensive. And the blood type is some rare, rare blood type.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. And the skulls, okay, there's two kinds of skulls. There's the artificial cranial deformation, which mm-hmm. is where they just, you know, use boards, cradle board the children, which I think is sick, by the way, mm-hmm. to distort the skull. But then there's these other skulls that are very huge that have a tremendous volume to the cranial area. They have bigger eye sockets. There's like, in a normal Homo sapiens sapiens skull, there's like three seams in the back of the skull where it's like, I guess they call it the parietal lobe or whatever,
mm-hmm.
where these skulls only have one. And with the cone heads, if you will, the the elongated skulls have two tiny little holes in the back for some reason.
Right.
So there's a lot of strange stuff going on there. I do think the other thing I wanted to touch base with you about and see if you've heard of is, according to two different sources now, the Alex Jones Show and Robert David Steele, who said this very quickly, I think they're already planning a war in February. With North Korea. Have you heard this yet?
Oh, I think I've heard something through the grapevine on that, but what's your impression?
I think it's going to happen.
Which you do.
Gives me a very negative feeling because kind of I think we may have got the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big supporter of Trump, but if he's going into Korea, I mean, I think that's insane. My personal opinion.
Well, actually, I think we would wipe Korea out, don't you?
Well, we didn't the first time we went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have more advanced technologies now, though. I think that that's been ramped up. Maybe that's what it is. They're trying to deploy, maybe test out some more of their advanced technologies.
But is killing people the answer? Is war?
Well, it's never been the answer, but that seems to be what they've been doing since day one, hasn't it?
It sure is, man. We'll just wait and see. Maybe it's just a bunch of internet.
Well, you know, 2018 is about, it's a master frequency, master number. So that is about a lot of different power and mastering one's power. So that could take on the formula of superpowers and different types of energies associated with presidents and things like that. So it's very, very interesting.
It is. I'm hearing rumors of all these arrests, but I don't know what to think about all this.
Yeah, I've been doing that too. I've been listening to a lot of different information here and there about possible mass arrests, and all I can tell you is that I hope that it happens and that they arrest the people that need to be arrested, but I don't think that's happening. And, you know, I don't want to hold my breath. You know, I don't want to sit there and just focus on it. If it happens, that's wonderful. I hope that it does. But at the same time, we've heard these scenarios so many times over that it's hard to say if it's really going to transpire or not.
Exactly. Exactly. I think Bill and Hillary have a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, well, I think they do, too, and it's kind of frustrating because a lot of people do. I think it's a protocol for government agencies, shadow government, military-industrial complexes, and alphabet agencies. They can do no wrong. You know, once they're in, they're in. So it's like a brotherhood and a sisterhood.
Yeah. So, and I've also heard of supposedly a lot of arrests on the pedophilia, but I still don't ever think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're cracking down on a lot of that, but still, it's some maelstrom. You know, the thing is, it's the tip of the iceberg because there's so many levels to this stuff. So it's like arresting 80% of the population at this point in the continuum. Seriously, I mean, there's so much corruption. I didn't realize how much corruption there was globally. It's everywhere.
Have you had Jay Parker on your show yet?
No, I haven't. I mean, he's on my list to have on, though. I need to contact that person.
Jay would be good. Cody Snodgrass would be good. Mm-hmm. Jay, I interviewed a month or so ago, he claims to have been in an Illuminati family.
And right.
He was, you know his story then. He was abused.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, abused as a child and the whole bit. He was telling me, I'd have to go back and look at my notes, but where he grew up in the Northeast, that area of the country there, that particular town that he grew up in, was an Illuminati satanic area, and it was pedophilia was all over, and almost all the children in that neighborhood were abused, and the police knew it, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, and he's one of the other hosts over there at Revolution Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of new hosts there. I don't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't really been listening to their shows. You know, Gerald Clark, you had him on your show before, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, you need to contact him. He's in Mexico right now, but he's been writing about the Anunnaki. Does a very good job.
Oh, really?
So he was on my show just this past Friday. He's the one that had the power outage right before we went live. So, but he talks about the technologies of ancient Anunnaki and also ancient extraterrestrials and how it affects and interconnects and intersects with mind control and some of the things even Billy Myers talked about. So it's kind of interesting how all of this stuff we talk about with mass mind control inductions actually has its essence of origin, in my opinion, connected to extraterrestrials, even though it's been reverse engineered by these black science divisions.
You remember William Tompkins, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the old guy that was speaking with Kerry Cassidy and a whole bunch of other interviewers. I think he's passed away, but there was a recording where him, Michael Sala, Andrew Basago, and William Tompkins, and Richard Dolan were on a panel, and William Tompkins was talking about remember in World War II, and I forget exactly what they call this incident, but it was at the beginning of World War II, and they call it the Battle of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
when these UFOs came over, real slow, hovering, barely moving, that sort of thing, and they fired all this artillery at them. Of course, it didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have any effect on them at all. And William Tompkins was saying that was a much more massive UFO event than was realized by people. There were actually, he said, like dozens and dozens of ships that were in the air that night. But he said somehow the people were mind controlled as a group. Hundreds of thousands of people were mind controlled so that they only saw one craft.
Ooh, very interesting.
Now, why? I'm not sure the whole reasons behind all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, we do have the capabilities for mass mind control, mass influence with covert weapon systems, signals, and psychotronic weapons creating a hallucination in the brain. So it doesn't surprise me at all, really.
Well, it would be very interesting to hear you and Cody talk about and compare notes.
Yeah, anytime. You know, if you ever want us to do like a little...
Him on the show, maybe we could do like a three-way discussion because he brought up the term synthetic telepathy.
Very interesting.
And I've never heard anybody but you bring that up.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's been listening to my work because a lot of people are starting to coin it. But it's interesting, and that's fine if they're trying to communicate it, but I am one of the initial test pilots for this technology, so I know it like the back of my hand. So, yeah, if people have been exposed to that or interconnected with it, it's a big deal, and I think they're going to be using it more and more, as I touched on. And I think people are going to notice this within the next year. That's another thing we're looking at with 2018 coming around the corner here is the advancement in artificial intelligence and some of the things they're deploying right down to automating driving systems and some of the stuff Elon Musk has even been working on.
Such a scam. That really irks me.
Like to drive my own vehicle.
Of course. But, I mean, the whole thing about that is just to take away your right to travel. That's all that's about.
Well, and pretty much they're going to own the skies. Well, they do already, but I'm talking own the galactic highways, which means nobody's getting off planet unless they go through their protocol. And that's a problem because the majority of people here will be like Elysium. They would be stuck here and they wouldn't be able to traverse any part of their galactic, what I call their galactic ancestral origin. I mean, that's something to look at because we have a lot of controllers here that really have taken the helm as far as trying to shut down the evolution of people here and the mass collective.
One of the things I've recently come across is this deep space platform. And it's discussed by the FIGU people in FIGU Bulletin Number 2. And this is a whole set of these, they call them the DSP satellites that are circling the Earth in this geosynchronous formation where they're surveying everything 24 hours a day. And you probably are completely aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
The monitoring process, they're virtually every square meter of ground on the Earth is being monitored.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the whole idea is to implant the coded chip, the microchip in us.
Right. And you don't even need the microchip because they use signals to interface with your brainwave activity. So literally you don't even need a chip anymore to be accessed remotely or brain hacked. That's what people need to understand, is that you're a bioelectric field naturally. So really electricity can be intersected and hijacked and interconnected onto these programs. You know, they just had the SpaceX launch. I'm sure you were probably tracking that a little bit or maybe not, but literally that's about, you know, launching those 10 satellites out there and having, they're more for surveillance also. So we have so many layers and levels of satellite driven technologies out there that are spying and doing things that we don't really know about because most of it's probably classified. So
it's wild. It's wild. Yeah, because Cody was saying whatever hit him was, I mean, they can literally kill you.
Well, yeah, and it sounds like if they were making him vomit or something like that, that's more like a directed energy weapon. Mine's more of the artificial intelligence interface. Mine's not like that, but they were capable of using scalar technology to take me to the ground or do other things to me. So I think I told you I had some kind of a flu, which I don't get sick at all. I'm pretty sure I touched base with you on that. But, yeah. You know, that may not be a big deal, but what you have to realize is that I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll tell you about it. But I literally had a nosebleed on one of my sinus cavities for 6 days in a row, nonstop. Yeah. That wasn't normal. And it wasn't dry sinuses or anything. Like, I'm talking about something that sounds more technological because I do know I've had it measured and I do have some kind of an implant in my sinus cavity.
Oh,
so,
this is recently.
That was recent. That's never happened to me. Okay. So I looked at that and I monitored it and I was actually looking to see if anything was coming out because I was really concerned. But I knew things like this, when you know that you've been interconnected with technology, there's nothing they can do in any kind of a circumstance where you go to a doctor or things like that. You have to kind of write it out and see what happens. But yeah, it was kind of interesting that was going on. So I did monitor it. So about after 6 days, it stopped.
Well,
but
I'm glad
that's
it
not
stopped.
Normal. Yeah, but it's still not normal. Not at all. Thank you.
That's a long time. Yeah.
It is way long. I mean, it was on and off, but nonetheless, it was like just the one sinus cavity. And that one sinus cavity, if people watch my documentary, I have an implant signal there. At least now, I did, unless it's been dissolved. But
do you think these implants are physical or what?
A lot of them are signal driven, which means they're more of an overlay in a neural net. But the problem is, and a lot of the nano interface, but some of them are physical, depending on what types of technologies they're using. Still, they're going to register a signal. They're going to be pinging back insofar as people measuring them go. So that one in particular, I think, was more of a signal anomaly. However, I know they used a neural net on my entire electromagnetic field and neural circuitry, which pretty much overlaid my bioelectric field and everything inside of me with this type of a technological web, so to speak. So I don't know. I don't know what's left in there. Honestly, I need to get more assessments done. It's been a while since I've had it looked at. Mm-hmm. But after all this stuff that's been going on, it'd be interesting to see what's been going on. You know, what's been breaking down or what's been reconnecting. Who knows?
It's the whole situation right now is somewhat. It takes mental effort to not fall into negative thinking right now.
Well. Absolutely. And if you're being force-fed negative dialogue, like with synthetic telepathy or stuff like that, it's virtually impossible to stay positive for some people. And that's what's interesting. And if this gentleman you were talking about had any type of artificial intelligence or artificial telepathy, they give you commands. They're communicating with you. You have to understand that it's not just about, oh, think happy thoughts, Peter Pan. These people are actually trying to program you. And some of it's very abusive. It's verbal abuse, but it's using a synthetic telepathy to communicate. So that's not okay, is it? So, yeah. And then, of course, as you know, and Billy Meyer tells you in the contact reports, it affects your reality. It affects your vibration. It affects your state of being. It also affects your light body. So if I'm getting hit with negativity 24 hours a day through a communication system that's covert, that's going to affect my light level. It's going to affect my frequency. It's going to distort my frequency. And this is why I always address the misuse of covert warfare, because I think it's now more than ever have they ramped up some of this transmission and frequency globally.
Yeah, and you're very what you're saying is very true there, that it does affect us psychologically. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, one, I think that these movies are so violent, and I'm not even sure that this whole UFC thing is a good thing to be too focused on either. And the video games, it seems like we're just constantly bombarded with these kind of unhealthy. Like, I don't think all this violence is good. It's just...
Well, yeah, I think it's pick and choose pretty much, you know, insofar as what you want to observe. And with being a martial artist, you know, I used to watch all the fights big time. I like it because I was a competitive kickboxer. So I get it, but it wasn't an abusive thing. It wasn't negative. It was too... really powerful athletes in a ring shaking hands afterwards, you know?
Sure.
So it wasn't negative. It wasn't this hate-driven kind of thing. But I do notice that the crowds get excited and they become like in a frenzy almost with violence, you know, like knock them out.
Yeah.
We used to have people saying that all the time when I was doing competitive kickboxing, knock her out. It's they get really worked up. And so, yeah, you have to kind of draw the line and create a balance. Once again, it's about balance. I would say just put the right music on, play the right video games. I like video games, but the right ones, right? Try to do things that are a little more de-escalated versus escalated, but at the same time, you want to know how to protect and defend yourself and have situation awareness too. You don't want to just be in la-la land, because that's when people can creep up from behind, so you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a balance. It's just about a balance with everything.
I think our society is a little out of balance right now.
It's way out of balance. It's so out of balance, it's crazy. It's top-heavy in negativity, if you ask me. So, and sometimes I feel like we're in a dead zone, you know. I feel like we're in a null void, you know, a void, a null of some kind. And I said earlier, you know, we didn't get to record it, but I was talking about a stasis, meaning we're just in between spaces of consciousness. We're not really here or there. We're just nowhere. We're in between dimensional space because they've tried so much to distort everything through a transmission and a modulation of a wave that we're not really in where we're supposed to be with our in multi-dimensional space, meaning our home world, meaning what we're supposed to be with the new Earth star or where we're supposed to be in orbit. I really believe we're in the wrong orbit. I believe we're on the wrong planet. And I believe that we're supposed to be elsewhere as bioelectric beings and celestial beings. That's just me. So, I think this is contributing to why people are feeling a sadness in their hearts sometimes, or a loss, or a grieving. It's not depression. It's that you're not supposed to be here. Okay, we're not supposed to be here. Now, I know that for myself. I can't speak for everybody, but I will say one thing. I do know the cosmic design. It's like we've been driven off course, and we're going in the wrong direction in space. Okay. It's time to redirect that course back to beyond the galactic center, and hopefully that'll happen. But I'll tell you, it has a lot to do with the mass collective and where they're at in consciousness.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can have the sales. You know, we can, go ahead.
Well, it's interesting that you say we're in the dead zone. I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can too, and I'm not like that because I used to be the most bubbly, optimistic, happy-go-lucky, friendly.
Confident.
Being you'd ever encounter. I mean, you wouldn't even recognize me. I was beaming light, beaming, shining happiness all the time. Hmm. And it just gets real to a point where you look at the world for what it is and you can't candy coat it because once you're awake, you're awake. You can't be slept and you can't be programmed into their false matrix or reassimilated into the lies. That's a problem. You know, the more enlightened you become, the more advanced you become, the more detached you can become to some degree.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for a higher frequency. Go ahead.
I just think that's very interesting the way you describe it as a dead zone. Mm-hmm. Because it does seem like kind of a limbo.
It feels very much like a limbo to me. It feels like many fractals and pieces of me are way, way out in the galaxies and the cosmic design, and that there's a part of me here like an after image wandering this world, interacting, but still it's like, yeah, most of me is off planet. And not in a dead zone, in a dead sense, like, oh, I have to die. But more like we're supposed to be elsewhere. We're worth more than this, and we need to be into that realm of our higher multidimensional design work.
Well, that's a very astute observation, and I think it would probably do good to contemplate that and maybe try to bring that down to earth a little bit more, because I think you've really hit on something there.
Right. It's our cosmic design. You know, you just download your multidimensional self, but you have to anchor it onto a world that's willing to receive the transmissions. The problem we're dealing with here is that most of what's going on here, when we're bringing in these multidimensional light waves, we're anchoring them into our bodies, but when we distribute them onto the world, they get disintegrated so quickly because there's interference being run. So I always say stabilize on a holographic level, holographic field of the world versus what man's created, because that will give you more stability insofar as changing this reality.
Yeah, it seems like there's a big split where there are, is a whole group of people that are very much aware of what's going on. And then there's another whole 50% of the population that cannot even begin to grasp.
Right.
What's really going on?
Yeah. It's almost like a species war. It's a species thing. I really believe it. Now, not everybody in the same bioelectric suit is the same. We have different souls, different spirits, different essence of origin, different states of consciousness, different lifetimes on and off planet. And then some are more advanced civilizations, we've been on, and some aren't. So when you bring all that and you correlate it into your own DNA, we are all very different. We really are. And I think that has a lot to do with how frequencies affect our state of consciousness. You know, when we have the higher dimensional, multidimensional spaces and those frequencies affecting who we are, we're shape-shifting into our multidimensional avatar. And most of these other people are kind of just laying in the dead zone, so to speak. So it is interesting, and I do see the split. And I see like the full light universe versus I've touched on this before, but it really is the incomplete universe versus the full light universe. We're going into the full light universe. They're going into the incomplete. There's a division. There's a split. And at some point, the continuum, the frequencies have to be right for us to just completely phase into that zone, to that multidimensional space with our bodies and go to the next Earth star. Literally, it'll be a whole different world. It will be like the beyond what New Berlin could ever hope to have been. And I do believe that. I do believe that is exactly what's supposed to be going on.
Hmm. So, well, people have said that kind of thing before. That gets way out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's energy.
I can tell that certainly the way things are right now is just not right.
No, we're off course, Mark. And it's not just being disconnected from Creator. We're off course. They're deliberately pulling everybody into the man's version of artificial intelligence to derail them into the virtual field so they can live there instead of living in the great multiverse of the cosmic design where you have free will and you can navigate in any star system or to any star system with any group of beings. We are being derailed.
Okay.
And that is what it is.
Okay, if you just said what you just said on CNN, I wonder what they would say.
They would probably bump me in 10 seconds or less. Oh, we're going to do a commercial.
Right, exactly.
Well, CNN is compromised anyway. We all know it's just non-valid data. That's what it should be called.
Totally.
The non-valid data network. Go ahead.
Well, what about the social justice warriors? You know, the people that, like Antifa and all these groups, I mean,
they're just programmed. They're uneducated, in my opinion, very uneducated, unevolved, disconnected and entity controlled. And also, in my opinion, socially engineered and triggered, bottom line, which is one of the reasons they're behaving the way they are. So they're just like, to me, sleeper cells being activated.
Well, didn't Antifa recently say that they were responsible for the derailment of that train or whatever that just occurred?
I think I saw something on, was it Twitter or something like that, where they made a comment, but I'm not sure. You know, I can't go by a lot of those things, but I wouldn't be surprised because their intent is malicious. These kids are really dangerous in a sense that they don't seem to care about hurting people. They don't have any moral compass. All they want to do is abuse, harm, control, and then pretend they're the victims. So I think there's a problem there. I really, really do.
Well, some places I've seen where they've said that Antifa poured concrete on the tracks on that Amtrak train.
Wow.
And that was causing the derailment.
Well, I think they were showing techniques. I think somebody was trying to give inspiration to do something like that through the Antifa program. And that's the problem, is they're inciting people to do damage to others or commit a crime. And this is the thing, this is why I call them a terrorist network, because they are terrorists. If they're inciting the mass collective in any form or trying to train people to do harm or damage to any group of people for whatever color, skin, or belief system they have, or if they're Trump supporters or whatever, that is terrorism, that is domestic terrorism, and it needs to be treated as such. And they should be on a list for terrorism.
I agree.
So, you know, it's really just a 1+1. And why all the protection for these types of groups is beyond me. But I don't think President Trump is protecting them. I think he has put them down as domestic terrorists. So that part is flying. But still, you have so many people that are getting triggered and wanting to act out. Violence is up. Hostility is up. People aren't connected to their higher selves, Mark. They're just not plugged into their spiritual pathway.
Boy, you got that right.
It's bottom line, you know. And I can't force them into plugging in. It's your own personal destination, you know. You have to have the choice to do so.
And I think Antifa is actually sometimes praised by CNN.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're so defective anyway. Like I said, CNN should really be removed completely. All those mainstream networks need to be unplugged. I wouldn't even support them. I would actually pull the plug on all the mainstream networks. They're doing more damage than good, and all disinformation, all incitement. Once again, they're inciting. They started the whole war against the President Trump completely. Trying to incite all these propaganda stunts against him and you know, lure people into believing a certain way when it's not accurate or true so they can protect themselves and their criminal agenda and their cabals. It's just so wrong.
So that must mean if CNN and several other of these news organizations is really fake news, there's somebody that's sponsoring all this, somebody with a lot of money. I don't know if it's George Soros or who.
I think it's way beyond him. I think it's just basically covert intel. I think a lot of it has to do with the CIA.
Ah.
Yeah, we all knew that the CIA was running Hollywood for a long time. The CIA took over running Area 51, S4, that whole area, that whole division. I mean, they seem to have their hands on an awful lot. And I do know, just from my own personal experience with the covert technologies, that they are the masters of mind control. They're the ones who do the social engineering, the mind control, the experimentation, the damage control, set the stage for false flags. I mean, not just that particular division. There are so many spinoffs, but I will say that they are a big culprit in this, and also some of the military industrial complex organizations and the spinoffs from them. So we've got national security, we've got all these alphabet agencies. We don't need all these agencies. They've been running so many strange false flags and agendas. It would be nice to kind of clear them away, you know, and get some real guys out there who do cyber surveillance and cybersecurity that aren't criminals. But I don't know if that even is a potential anymore.
Gosh, Barry, thank you so much, Solaris. I don't want to hold you up because I know you're busy.
Well, I appreciate you having me. connect with you and wishing you a very, very happy new year. Happy, safe new year.
Yeah,
right?
You too. And, you know, at least I got 30 minutes of our discussion and we missed the first part. But,
well, anytime you want to chat.
Definitely.
I'm here. You know, I'll be here on and off throughout the day. I'm not doing anything for the holidays. I'm in for the night.
Okay. I will try to pull you in then more often. I know we kind of... Yeah. We haven't touched base in a couple months, but definitely. Yeah. And I appreciate this update, and I appreciate getting you on to get your perspective. And it, you know, it's good to just kind of compare notes.
Absolutely, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
All right, Solaris, we'll see you. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye.